Unit 1 Reading, International Cooperation, The Dream That Won't Go Away. Is there a dimension to human life where the common hopes of humankind, putting an end to war, controlling the spread of illness, putting an end to poverty, transcend national interests and enable the countries of the world to work together to achieve their common dreams? The United Nations and its forerunner, the League of Nations, came to exist because of the belief that there is such a dimension to life. Although the dream of international cooperation has not always met with success, it has never gone away. This dream has existed for centuries, but it was in the 20th century that the nations of the world tried to make it a reality. Individuals from around the world worked in different ways to promote the vision of an international forum where nations could work together to solve problems and conflicts that threaten world stability, a vision that came from, as British writer and statesman Leonard Wolfe put it, the international heart. Wolfe wrote a book called International Government, in which he advocated the idea of a world body that would help keep peace. Leonard Wolfe and his wife, author Virginia Wolfe, began the Hogarth Press, in part so they could publish and promote the idea of a League of Nations. Even earlier, in the 19th century, writer H.G. Wells wrote A Declaration of the Rights of Man, later used as a basis for the United Nations Charter, along with the Universal Declaration of Rights of Man, produced during the French Revolution. The name United Nations came from a poem by British poet Lord Byron. Here, where the sword United Nations drew, our countrymen were warring on that day. Quoting Byron, Winston Churchill suggested the name United Nations, replacing President Roosevelt's choice of Associated Nations. A French statesman, Léon-Auguste Bourgeois, also called the spiritual father of the League of Nations, worked tirelessly to bring such a forum into being. He received the 1920 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. Feminist proponents of the League of Nations from around the world lobbied for equal rights in the League's charter. This is the end of part one. Click to listen to part two.